Hello, Roy here. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to The Roy Green Show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
There isn't anybody who doesn't have empathy for civilians in Gaza who have suffered and continue to suffer. However, when we have a situation like we had last evening, when the Italian Prime Minister Meloni and our Prime Minister Justin Trudeau were scheduled to be at a gala dinner at the Art Gallery of Ontario, and a relatively small crowd of pro-Palestinian demonstrators blocked the exits of the art gallery, and the event was canceled with a notice from the Prime Minister's office, you have to ask yourself, we have to ask ourselves, G7 leaders, an event shut down like this? In Toronto, Joe Warmington joins me, columnist at the Toronto Sun. Joe, your thoughts on what happened last night, please.
Well, it's a turning point, really, in the situation here. It's better than somebody getting hurt, because I always thought that that was going to be the turning point, was someone severely hurt or died, a protester or a bystander or a police officer, something along those lines, a reporter even. But now, you know, this is an embarrassment for the whole world. I mean, our prime minister has to be able to have, you know, whatever events he chooses to have. And if we've got a visiting prime minister like Giorgia Meloni, you know, we don't want her to be uncomfortable, hurt people. So, and obviously all the people that were at the event. You know, the ugliest part about it was the minister, Ahmed Hassan, who was the international development, you know, minister. And he's a York MP. I know him well. He's a good guy, a lawyer. I knew him before. And, you know, he was abused there, Roy. I mean, it was, his position is a little different than, say, Marco Mendicino, was also roughed up and treated like really poorly. But they're allowed to have any position they want. And they were at this dinner. And nobody should touch them. People were throwing things at Minister Hassan. So, you know, it's gross. And, you know, we as a country have to look in the mirror now before somebody gets hurt. And, you know, I hate to bring back to the truckers, but you saw how they treated the truckers. They never did anything like that, Roy. This is really, really ugly.
It is ugly. And the question that people will ask, where were the police?
Well, you know what, it is a fair question. The police have taken a tack that, you know, they know that there's protests every day. You don't just flick a switch and say, get a police officer there. They can't win no matter what they do, because both sides say, well, you're picking on us. I don't just mean in this conflict, but in any conflict that's ongoing and heated like this one. And so I give them a little bit softer ride than some. You know, I think that my personal feeling is if someone throws something at one of our cabinet ministers, they should be arrested right there. I don't give a damn what the crowd says. But it's not my job. I don't understand. Sometimes there's only two or three or four officers there and, you know, 100 people. It makes it really difficult.
Of course it does.
They're in the hot seat. But I'll just break this news right now on your show. Prime Minister's office just emailed me a couple minutes ago. I'm sorry, not the Prime Minister's office. I've reached out to them for comment. The police themselves, Toronto police, have said that this was not a decision made by the police to cancel the event, that they had indicated to the Prime Minister's office that they could, you know, make it secure and clear the area, but that they were told, no, we're going to cancel the event. So now I've gone back, Roy, to Prime Minister's office to see if that's how they see it. But nonetheless, you know, there's probably blame all around here. But the one thing that needs to be said is that you used to pray for peace in the Middle East. I know we all have done that. Now we pray for peace right here in Canada, right in Toronto. And we did not get it there. And we didn't get it also today at the synagogue in Thornhill, where there was obviously York Regional Police in this case. Somebody came out and was seen in this video of this, you'll see it in my column, with a nail gun. It was aimed at Palestinian protesters. And actually, it looks like was fired. That is not acceptable. I mean, and that's a criminal offense, and hopefully York Regional Police are investigating it. And then other people tried to sneak into the synagogue using, you know, different names like David Stern and Howard Stern and all these kinds of things that didn't match up to what was on their IDs, trying to get into the event that they were protesting outside. I mean, this is getting out of control, Roy, on all levels. particularly when innocent people are just want to go about their day. And so I think the Prime Minister is going to have to speak out here. I don't think that he should declare the Emergencies Act, but he's got to read the Riot Act.
He does have to read the Riot Act. And he has to make his position very clear, because you're looking at leadership from the top. And in this case, it's two prime ministers of G7 countries. And the event is in this country. So it's the responsibility of the Prime Minister of Canada to take the lead, as you, I'm sure, would agree, Joe, and not just have the PMO send out a directive that, well, the event is canceled because the doors are blockaded or whatever was going on, as you've described. We can't do this.
No, we've seen it. I've been a reporter for 40 years. I've seen it before. What you do in a situation like this is you shut down that street and you say nobody can protest on the street. Anybody who does is arrested. Here's the protest area. So you get nowhere near the Prime Minister of Italy or Prime Minister of Canada. Same thing outside of a synagogue or a mosque or anywhere. You don't protest out of places like that.
You
want to do it down the street or in a designated area, Queen's Park, things like that. Now, I don't know why they don't say that. I mean, the Premier, the Mayor is silent again here in Toronto, and the Premier hasn't said anything either. I mean, they've got to wake up and realize there's just a few people that are causing trouble. 100 people could shut down basically a state dinner for a Prime Minister and his guests. Come on.
You know, it's start to wonder whether the leaders cumulatively start to weigh their political capital that's involved. And that's just not the way to go. I agree with you completely. They should say, this area is blocked off. There'll be no, you can't get close to Joe Biden. So you shouldn't be able to get close to Justin Trudeau and Georgia Maloney. And what happened last night is disgraceful and puts this country into a very bad light. Joe, thank you so much. Always appreciate speaking with you. Thanks for taking
all
the time.
All the best, Roy. You take care now.
You as well.
If you want to hear more, subscribe to The Roy Green Show on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you find your favorites. And if you like what you hear, leave us a review and tell a friend. I'm Roy Green. Have a great weekend.
Canada may be known for its landscapes and friendly people, but beneath the surface lies a darker side of crime, history, and the paranormal. Since 2017, the award-winning Dark Poutine podcast has explored the shadowy corners of the Great White North and beyond, delivering chilling tales from a uniquely Canadian perspective. Hosted by Mike Brown and Matthew Stockton, with over 300 episodes and fresh releases every Monday, Dark Poutine is your weekly ticket to the creepier side of Canada. Listen to Dark Poutine on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.